బారి మధురం నోపాటలాని కర్పూర భాషిత తరం తరలాక్షిదత్వ కాలే కదా తో మయా ఆచమనీయ దత్త కష్టాదికం ప్రణయత పరమ అర్పణీయం జుగ్మకం. Ordinary meaning is this, that O Taralakshi, whose eyes are so much taral, chanchal,
restless,
not restless only,
moving.
Taral means like water. Means full of tears, also it may be. Thinking the pastimes of Krishna, which has occurred before, and now she is remembering these pastimes. He wants to see Krishna in that stage, and remembering the pastimes, her eyes is full of tears. So Taralakshi, O Taralakshi, Radhike, will I have any of this fortune that Ami, that when you have taken your meal, Krishna, what? Remnants, and everything is, he has taken everything. Then, after taking anything, we wash hands and mouth and clear our teeth, etc. So she is praying Srimati Radhika, O Taralakshi, after taking your meal, will I have Saubhagya,
great fortune,
that the water mixed with rose flowers, the taste of and the fragrance of water is like gulab, and karpur mixed. Karpur means
camphor
mixed. So tasteful and fragrant water, I will give you on your hands to wash, and I will help you in washing hands and mouth. Here, Taralakshi Taralakshi means Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes and wants to service Srimati Radhika. Here there are two ways of remembering Krishna pastimes. One, aroh, and second, avaroh. You know, aroh and avaroh,
ascending and descending.
Ascending means to do anything by our one try.
By one's own efforts.
Efforts. we should try our efforts to do anything. The remembrance is coming by our, we are trying and that is coming. This is ascending by our try. Bhakti, when we do Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, we try to do it. And another is automating coming from upward. When we try, there are so many difficulties. All other remembrance in this world, material, comes and stops that. When we chant, when we remember our Guru Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Aro, and any other thing, sometimes we see that mind is not there, mind is somewhere. But if mantra comes himself there, no restriction, nothing. When by the mercy of Krishna, or mercy of any associates of Krishna, or by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, if the remembrance or bhakti comes, that is, when that comes before bhava. We should try and we try. But so many things are there.
Obstacles.
But when by mercy the pastimes of Krishna comes itself, then everything is right. No but difficulty or no obstacles come. It comes in spontaneous. This is the main difference between these two. When in nishtha we can do it, in nishtha we do naam, we chant Harine, and we listen Harikatha. But there are so many obstacles in this. We realize it. But when bhava comes, if we try, that obstacle should come, but they will not come. But here in aroha pantha and avaroha pantha. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times, and it is coming in avaroha, descending. So he is almost ananya,
uninterrupted, fixed.
And easily something is going on. But if it is aroha, sometimes need, sleepness, idleness, so many another things will come. But there is a thing that if in any sadhak that descending is coming from by the mercy of past times or the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, it is coming, then it may be that that pastimes will not come in krama
order.
In order. Like Sukadeva Goswami, everything coming from up. He is not trying to tell anything. Everything is coming automatically. That he has told that Mukharit महान मुखरिता तस्मिन् महान मुखरिता मधुभिश चरित्र पीयूष अशेष सरिता परिता स्रवंती ताजे पिबंत निभ गाढ़ तृष्णा गाढ़ करणे तन्न स्पृशति दृढ़ शोक मोह भय. Here he is telling that in Srimad Bhagavatam that tasmin mahan mukharita madhubhis charitra. When in a devotee, rasik devotee, tattvagya devotee like Sukadeva Goswami is going to tell any harikatha, mahan mukharita, harikatha itself comes. And this Harikatha is Krishna himself. Bhagavan name is himself Krishna. No difference. Abhinna. Abhinatvat nama namini. So Harikatha and Krishna is the same. Here Harikatha and Nanda Nandan, Nanda Kishore, Aradhakant, Arash Vihari is same as Harikatha. So when by the its mercy, when Harikatha comes in a sadhak, not sadhak, devotee, rasik devotee, if anyone has chance to hear that Harikatha is coming itself, so if any devotees has, sadhak has chance to hear, he has no desire of eating, drinking, no shok, no moha, no bhaya, everything goes away. Like Parikshit, he was hearing all this. He forget that after 7 days a snake will cut him. No shok, moha, bhaya. He was drowned in forgetfulness and realizing the taste of Harikatha. This is Malli Harikatha, West Harikatha. Krishna comes and enters by the doors of here and comes here. And he removes everything. But in our heart, there are so many offenses and everything of this birth and past birth. And we have no hankering of Harikatha like Parikshit Maharaj. And we are not ekagrachitta. We are thinking so many things, past and future now. There are so many things out there. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in Raghunath Das Goswami, that Harikatha, remembrance of the Harikatha is coming automatically. And if we hear by Shraddha, everything will be washed away and we will be also able to hear like Raghunath Das Goswami, I remember. So here, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha, especially telling from birth to Dwarka Lila in 10th canto, his pastimes become upset. Upset means not in order.
Kramahin.
He is telling one katha of which will come in future, but he is telling first and this will come after that. So many, in so many places it has been occurred like so. So Raghunath Das Goswami here in Bilap Kusmanjali has not written like Nishanta Lila, Pratar Lila, then Aparanha Lila, then Madhyanha Lila, and then Sayanga Lila, Nakta Lila, not in order. When he remembers, when that Leela comes, itself, he is praying like this. Understand my bhava?
This is Sarasati.
Sarasati. And all lilas are here, nitya. So when that lila comes in him, he describes and he prays like that. But if a man is in his sense and doing according to his remembrance, that is in aroha pantha, he will carefully do it in krama. But here there is no krama. So this is most powerful because pastimes are coming itself. And on your sadhak, not so powerful. So he is remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That last night or last daytime when Radha went, Srimati Radhika went in Nanda Bhavan and preparing all these things, Amrit Keli, that is Piyush Bhatika. Piyush Bhatika, you know? Piyush mane Amrita. Piyush. Pine se ajar amar aadmi ban jayega. When we drink it, it will be ajar amar. No death and nothing. That is called Piyush. And very, very madhu, sweet at a time. That is called Piyush. And Bhatika means like when Radha and Krishna are sleeping in Nishanta Leela and Sakhi are sleeping, they are seeing that Mayur and the Kokil and everything are noising. These are billing, filling, and the air is blowing so dhire dhire, very slowly. Everything is anukul of that vilas. Anukul means everything is favorable for Krishna and Radha meeting. At that time, when they are roaring more, especially when murgi,
peacock,
hen, female, are noising, they feel disturbance, and they somewhat do like this. They are sleeping and waking both, but more sleeping. After some time they woke and they sat on the bed. Sakhi knew that this is the time of our services. Taking kasturi, chandan, kumkum, flowers and everything, samar, sejan, dhupdani, angardani. Angardani means the pot on tea, dhup and etc. He is given. And very good smell of that thing is coming. So taking everything, they at once entered the kuni. The pile was then almost ankles was roaring like hansa, swan. That one knew that some are coming. But as a half sleeping, They could not mark that who is coming. They entered Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari, and some Manjari. At first, not Sakhi, Napriya Narma Sakhi. Only these entered. They thought that they are sleeping and waking. So, Padmasiva, they give Piyusha Bhatika in their mouth, not here Tambu. Because if they will give Tambu, Tam will go here and disturb anything. Because they are not waking, they are sleeping. Piyusha Bhatika, it will give some rest and slowly they will come in waking. So they took it and it became so clean. After this, they wake and all pastimes are going off. Here, at that time, Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, Krishna is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. She means Rati Manjari, that is Bhandamati also, Tulsi Manjari also, Srinam. As Manjulali has done, Leela Manjari also. So, every Sakhi has so many names also, according to Leela. So here, Tarlakshi Mane is seeing, she is remembering that past time. At that time, she is remembering the Sri Gara, Purgara. Yet, she has seen the Akshadashi. And her eyes are like a deer. She is so frightened. And that deer is so vatsa, very, very. That is it. And that is it. So frightened. Remembering that at the time, sometimes out of home, outside of home. Why you are doing so? I see that Rupa Manjari is telling and she is remembering who? Rati Manjari. Who is now going to serve Srimati Radhika. So these are the explanation of Tarlakshi. Why Tarlakshi? So Radhika has always Purvarag. Radhika has also is always like Ahisa. She is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Everything her is perpetual. In Srimati Radhika or in gopis, who are Nitya Siddha, there is no Purvarag, but yet Purvarag is always. If Srimad Bhagavat will told and everything will told, then yet there is Purvarag. If our Shraddha will be as prem, but yet Shraddha will be there. Understand? If our Shraddha will come into bhav, asakti or bhav or mahabhav, but yet Shraddha will be there. So, in this perpetual aprakita lila, all things are there. If Krishna, Radha and Krishna had done ras, there should be no purvarag, worldly. But Srimati Radhika purvarag is there. He is saying day and night, but yet Srimati Radhika sees that I have never seen Krishna. Or Krishna sees that never, I have never seen Srimati Radhika. This is anurag. No. Naya means new and new, becoming new. This is the sign of anurag.
Ever fresh.
So purvarag is there. So he is remembering that in purvarag, what are the signs of Radhika? Sakhi are coming and doing parihas norma ukti. Parihas, you know?
Joking.
Parihas means having in their heart anything and telling anything. Man uchatan. If a man mind has been stolen by anyone, man uchatan. Srimati Radhika has no mind in any work doing. Always man uchatan means mind is not.
Mind is disturbed. Mind not concentrated.
And niswar sagar. She is doing.
Sighing.
Why? Because she is not seeing Krishna. And kadamba kane. And she is looking where Krishna can be seen. Always in this. They are telling that why you have so your avastha. Avastha means why you have, why you are so. Now at this time we have no shame at all. In Purvarag also. And here also. You have, your senses are not here. Because if your senses are there, you are in senses. Your anchal, anchal means this cloth, is not on this, here and there. But you don't care. And if you are in senses, at once you will
cover
it. But now we see that here are your sasur, sas and all are here. But you have no shame and anything. You are seeing that all are here, but you are not seeing. You are seeing that I am alone. Oh, we remember you that Vayase Kishori. In age, you are Kishori. And Rajkumari, not an ordinary girl. And after all, you are a very new bridegroom.
Newly married.
Newly married. So you should keep your shame, so that anyone cannot laugh upon you. Kimba Abhilash, what you are desiring, tell us. We will help you. Why you are so anxious? So, Srimati Radhika's kripa is more than that. Naukaya adbhutam. It comes, Srimati Radhika. You are not understanding. You should, we are your well-wisher. We will help you in every step. Chandidas is selling, this tree of Chandidas. Chandidas is selling that if you will not tell, I know this fact. I am doing Anuman. Anuman means I am imagining. Imagining.
Inferring
means?
It's like almost like speculating, using logic, almost using the intelligence to understand.
Reasoning.
And what?
Inferring.
Inferring. That you have come in the trap of any Kaliya. And he has Kati, Diti, Baiti. And by that beast,
poison,
you are upset. You don't know anything. I will try to manage it. So don't be worried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to hear all these things. So here, at that time, the eyes of Srimati Radhika in Fata state, see that Tulsi Manjari is remembering. And that is why she is telling that, oh, Tarlakshmi. There may be all other so many pastimes connected to this.
Other pastimes.
So many pastimes. He has done in other poetry, Astak, that Puradhi Dhyaya Sotra, and so many more. In his, they say, Savavali, and Savali, so many. Srup Goswami has written in his Tomala, that is, Karpanya Panjita. So good thing. He has done in his Astaka, Swabhilasa or any Utkalika Bandari, so many things. Yes. Prabodhananda Saraswati has written any Anukul Padda, Anukul means favorable. He has told that Gopangala Ungan, Gopalangan, Kartane Subiharan, Sip Pradhare Lajjas. He is telling that Krishna will not be so happy or in Basibhut. In Basibhut means
under
control. Without Gopi Prana. And by chanting or remembering, are doing service like Raghunath Das Goswami and remembering like Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna is controlled. Become Bhakti Bhut. Any other else bhav, he will not be Bhakti Bhut. Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling that Gopalangana Kardameshu, the gop of Nandagaon, where cows are there, and by their urine and by their gobar, everything is like mud. And there, Krishna goes on his
danger.
Why? This is very ascetic. That is why he is telling. Why you do like this? Here, mother has given Tuntuni. Tuntuni, you know? Here in his kamar. Tuntuni, in Nupur. Well, here. That is Tuntuni. in Hindi. Make nupur. Not yet nupur. Then he
rolling.
Some sound. And Krishna, some breath is this sound. He knows everything. And whole world, everywhere. But he don't know why, from where this sound is coming. And stop this. Everything has been, his body is with gobar and mutra, go mutra. Once he was going so, and whole, catch hold, a very small calf shell. Was so white and very strong and very beautiful. When he caught hold of his shell, he at once jumped up and began to run. And Krishna becomes like mouth upside, but not yet living, and rolling in the gobar and mitra. Brahma and Narada. Why they are seeing, I am wondering how this Parabrahma. And he is weeping there, but not at that time Yasodama and others came and they rebuked Krishna, why he has done so? And they at once catch hold of that cough and forcibly they then the cup ran away. Here he is seeing by his this Prabodhanam Sutra that it is very wonderful that the very pure stage of Muni, Brahmin, Vipradhvare Lajyate. You don't go to Vipra Abhar. Abhar means Yajna. And they recite so many and pray by Rig Ved, San Ved, San Ved. I'm calling you, from years and a thousand years. But you don't go there. Perhaps you ascend there. You stand there. You are standing there to go there. And here, you don't come in. And go. They are not Brahmin, they are not literate, they only do cow herding. And in the, why it is done that? They are not calling you, but yet you are going there. And Bruce go brisa, aham kutai, tu tisatai, nai buddhatse satan. More wonderful is that, Prabhupada's perspective, more wonderful is that Satam, Sajjan, Sadhu, for thousand and thousand years, from so many words, they recite San Ved, Yajur Ved, and yet you don't hear, you are Badhir. Badhir means death. All sounds doesn't go in your ears. But, oh, it is wonderful that you ran after cows and cows, cups. And they order Gopal that you go and go behind all cows and calves. And he is obeying the orders of it. Krishna tells that dhiri dhiri, tiri tiri, niri niri, shu shu. So he is talking with cows. Shu shu means oh, you should take water. Shoo, 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 shoo. Miri, miri.
Here is water, you should go there. Tiri tiri, you should come, return and come to this place, dry place, that bank. So he is telling all these things to cows and calves. What is all about goats and gopis? But he is there to see the Psalm Ved, Rig Ved, Yajur Ved and all these things. Perhaps you are just to see. But wonder, it is very wonderful that you, what to tell and what to hear, you should do all these things, he says. Kuruse Brahman Nadantasu. Those who are sant and dant, sam dant siksha, you know?
Brahman.
So,
that's control Brahman.
To control antar indriya, man, buddhi, ahankara, and this is sam. And dam means to control all these things, outer indriya. This is dam. So those who have controlled sam, dam, tipiksa and all other quantities, all these things. And their heart is pure, no ambition, no desire, worldly desire or anything. And they are about ready to go to salvation, brahma chinta. But and they are doing sacrifices and giving so many things to Krishna, but they don't take anything. They are in sacrifice giving so many things, but your hands are not in order, so you don't take anything. But when in Vrindavan we see and we wonder that by that hand, by that mouth, they are offering so much and so many things. So that not take anything. But here in Braj, Krishna, when in the rasa or any kind, or in Abhisar ke baad mein, bas Abhisar, iske baad mein, Abhisarika, Basak Sajya, Utkanthita, Khandita, after Khandita, Khandita you know, Khandita meaning Krishna has promised to come, but time was over and Krishna could not come. When night was over and only some time was there, at last he was appeared there. And so much, with so much time, at that time he became furious, see. Naika became so furious. And he is telling that Jahi Jahi Madhava. Hari Hari Jahi.
Madhava Jahi Madhava
Jahi. She is telling that, oh Madhav, at least be out of my kunja. You should not tell lies. You are telling lie, I am knowing. And you are bahana bana rahe hain. You are bahana. Bahana means cheating. Cheating.
Yeah.
Telling another thing and offered anything. So at once she should go. And she orders to her palyadasi that keep this cheater out of my, so that I may not see him. And when they are giving out, but Krishna is at that time fell from the feet of Gopi. Dehi Padda Pallavam Smargarala Khandanam Mamasirati Mandanam Dehi Padda Pallavam. And they do like this so many times. But you don't care for this satan. How wonderful. So now I declare with drum beating that you are only Vasubhukta Gopi. And those who follow Gopi, not to others. So Krishna says to Radhika, and Radhika says to Krishna with sorrowful eyes. Sorrowful means?
Yes. And full of tears.
Full of tears. So Sarlakshmi is telling, he is addressing, or she is addressing to her, this Srimati Radhika, thinking the past times of, remembering the past times of last night or anything. And Srimati Radhika is remembering that thing. As if Raramananda and Sarup Damodar are remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Reminding
all these things. And Mahaprabhu is waiting and telling all these things. Here, the Sakhi, especially Tulasi or Rati Manjari, is remembering Srimati Radhika. By this,
reminding Srimati
Radhika. Srimati Radhika, all the past times. Both are thinking this past time. And Radhika becomes so Rasastriya, remember. She thinks that I am seeing Krishna. So she is Saralakshmi. Saralakshmi. When I had opportunity at that time, you will order that, bring water. Then I will bring water mixed with rose and kirpur, and very slowly I will give it in your hand. And you will wash your hands and mouth. Then I, some very soft towel means
Buster.
And after that I will do other pula. After this you will give perhaps Tambul Vitika the mouth of the Srimati Radhika. So a sadhak should remember all these things. Like two ways when that lila comes in any so much Saubhagyaman ji. Lila, it comes down and he has no, he is not trying to remember everything coming. As if all lila are coming down. And if it is not, this is right. If we have that kind of
Satyana Chakur says that in the Goloka Vrindavan there is no past, present and future, there is no time. So that he says there is no memory.
You'll have to keep all these things. It is not so Laddu Peda.
You
have to try to.
You described it, that there's no further.
So why they are, how they are remembering?
What you have, do according. When it will come, you will see according.
Yoga Goswami explains that even though there is no past, present, and future, still there is some sense of the past time. Mm-hmm.
And when you will go, you will tell it. We see in this, at the sadhak avastha too, that there is no past, future and all these things are there. If a man is mad, he cannot think what is past, future and present. No? So if a man is mad in Krishna form, no past, future and present. What to tell in Krishna past time?